Good morning. Welcome to our program. My name is Keith Greer. I'm the local minister at the Harrodsburg Church of Christ. I want to thank you for tuning in this morning and hope that you will become a regular listener. At the end of our broadcast, you will hear the meeting times of the services at the Harrodsburg Church of Christ. We cordially invite you to any of these services. You will always be warmly received. In the past few weeks, we have been studying the vital subject of the resurrection of the dead. Many questions perplex men concerning the truth and the teaching of the resurrection of the dead. We have been examining the text of 1 Corinthians 15 in Paul's letter to the church at Corinth over this vital subject. We have been looking at this verse from verse, week to week. We want to pick up the study in verse number 37 this morning, as we are going to answer the questions that were asked in our last study. How are the dead raised up, and in what body do they come? Paul anticipated those questions, and now he is going to answer them. Let us begin with verse 37. And what you sow, you do not sow that body that shall be, but mere grain, perhaps wheat or some other grain. But God gives it a body as it pleases, and to each seed its own body. All flesh is not the same flesh, but there is one kind of flesh of man, another flesh of animals, another of fish, and another of birds. There are also celestial bodies and terrestrial bodies. But the glory of the celestial is one, and the glory of the terrestrial is another. There is one glory of the sun, another glory of the moon, and another glory of the stars. For one star differs from another star in glory. Now, in these verses, what is sown is not what is made alive. Something changes. We need to understand that principle. He uses the examples of sowing seed and producing a harvest. When you plant a seed of wheat, when it comes up out of the ground, it is not the same seed that went into the ground. It looks like a different, completely different crop. Why? Because the seed comes up in a different form. The body which comes from the seed is put in the grave. And it is determined by God, not by men, what that body will come up as. Each body God has given and will give will meet the needs of man in the realm that he will possess. Each part is given a different type of flesh, determined by the needs of that flesh. This was true in the creation, as he mentions. In verse number 39, the flesh of man is different than the flesh of animals. The flesh of fish are different than the flesh of birds. Each one is given to work and function in the realm that it lives in. The same is true with the celestial bodies and the terrestrial bodies. And he notices one glory of the sun, one of the moon, one of the stars, and each one of them are different from another. No two stars in God's creation are alike. The sun, the moon, and the stars each have their own glory. Terrestrial bodies, those associated with the earth, those on the earth, are all different and have their own body. Each has its own glory, its own brightness, its own radiance, its own splendor. Surely we all know this is true. In the book of Genesis, in chapter 1 and 2, in the account of creation, we see that each thing produced after its own kind. That means man produced another man. Animals produced other animals. Plants produced other plants, and so on. The same is true with the stars and the heavens in the celestial and terrestrial. The same principle is true in what is sown will be our physical body that goes in the grave. What will come out will not be what went in. Now, to explain that further, let's look at verse 42 through verse 44. So also is the resurrection of the dead. The body is sown in corruption, it is raised in incorruption. It is sown in dishonor, it is raised in glory. It is sown in weakness, it is raised in power. It is sown a natural body, it is raised a spiritual body. There is a natural body, and there is a spiritual body. Now notice the argument. The same principles that we dealt with the different flesh, the different stars, the celestial and terrestrial bodies, the same is true with the body that will be resurrected. The body, physical body, was sown in corruption. What's that mean? It means it's perishable, it's subject to decay. But what is raised will be incorruptible. That means it never decays, it never grows weak. It is sown in dishonor, it's despised and it's shamed. But when it's raised in glory to be honored. It is sown in weakness. There's no power in the grave. Read Ecclesiastes 9 and verse 10. But it is raised with strength and vitality because it is raised in power. But here's the key, dear listener. It was sold a natural body, a physical body, a body of flesh and blood. But when it is raised, it will be a spiritual body, fitted for spiritual service in the habitation that we will be in. The physical body was designed for the earth, for the flesh and blood existence that we live here on earth. The next realm will not be on the earth, and so it will not be a body of flesh and blood. It will be a spiritual body. Now understand what's being said. There are two different bodies, one that is physical, one that is spiritual. In the final resurrection, the spirit that separated from the body at death went into the Hadean realm, the unseen realm, the realm of the dead. At the final trump, at the final resurrection, that inner spirit will come out of the Hadean realm. Our fleshly bodies will come out of the grave, wherever that might be. They will be reunited, and instantaneously, there will be a new body that will be given. It will not be physical. It will not be natural. It will be spiritual. Why? Because we will be in a different habitation. So what went into the grave is not what's coming out of the grave. When a seed goes into the ground, it comes out in another form. When the physical body goes in the ground, it will come out in another form. Next, let's read verse 45 through 49. As it is written, the first man, Adam, became a living being. The last Adam became a life-giving spirit. However, the spiritual is not first, but the natural, and afterwards the spiritual. The first man was of the earth, made of dust. The second man is of the Lord, from heaven. As was the man of dust, so also are those who are made of dust. And as the heavenly man, so also are those who are heavenly. And as we have borne the image of the man of dust, we also must bear the image of the heavenly man. The first was physical, but then it will be changed into the spiritual. The first man was made out of dust. Read the Genesis account. In Genesis chapter 2, verse 7, God breathed into the nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul. We were made and created out of the dust of the ground. That's the first man. That's Adam. The second man here is in reference to the Lord. He was from heaven. Adam was from earth. Jesus was from heaven. One is physical. The other was spiritual. Read John 5:21, Romans 5:14. We also see the first was Adam. He was the first one given life and placed upon the earth. The last was Christ. In verse 48, the application, we will be like him. Why? We will have a heavenly body. Read 1 John 3, verse 2. This will be true for all men, not just Christians, but for the righteous and for the unrighteous. We will have a different body. Why? Because we will have a different habitation. We who have had the earthly image will now bear the image of the heavenly. Two different realms we will exist in either heaven or hell, but whatever realm we exist in, we will be in the realm in a different body, in a spiritual body. Now understand this vital fact, ladies and gentlemen. While we live upon the earth, we have an inner spirit. That is something we cannot see, but something that is alive. Something that will live on. When man dies, when his eyes close in death, there is a separation made. that spirit, that inner man, the part that we do not see, that goes to the realm the Bible refers to as Hades. That is the realm of the dead, the realm of the unseen. And it remains in that place, and it will remain either in a state of comfort and peace and rest, or in a place of torment and anxiety, depending on the life and the choices that we made upon earth. But on the final day, on the final day of judgment, when the Lord returns to earth, there will be a resurrection. That inner man, that inner being, that house was housed in our tabernacle of flesh, will come up out of the Hadean realm. It will come out of that realm of the dead. It will be reunited with our physical body, wherever that body might be, whether it's in the grave, whether it's in the ocean, whether it's been bestowed by natural disaster, whether it's been cremated. It makes no difference where it is. It will come out, and it will be reunited with that inner spirit, and in an instantaneous second, in a microsecond, however you want to describe it, that body will not be the same body that went into the grave. It will now be a spiritual body, one that will never be corruptible, one that will have power, one that will have glory, and it will be spiritual. It will not be physical. Now, do you see the point, dear listener? What goes in is not what's going out. What went in was the physical body of flesh and blood, the tabernacle of flesh and blood. Why? Because that's our existence on this earth. It is an existence of flesh and blood. And so when we die, that body of clay goes back to the ground from which it came. In time, it will decay and turn to dust. The spirit goes back to God. That's what Ecclesiastes 12 and verse 7 teaches. And it goes into the Hadean realm that has two sections, one of comfort and rest, and another of torment and anguish. And what part we are in that unseen realm is determined by the choices and the life that we live here upon earth. But whatever those choices are, they are sealed at death. When the last trump sounds at that last great day, when the final resurrection will take place, all men, according to John 5, 28 and 29, will come out of the Hadean realm. All the graves, wherever they might be, will be open. And there will be a reuniting of the inner man and the physical man. That is us overcoming death, the last enemy that we read in 1 Corinthians 15, verse 24 through 26. That enemy has now been defeated because we overcome death, and instantaneously our body is changed from that of a physical body to a spiritual body, from that which was corruptible and decayed to that which will never be corrupted and never be decayed. Now, what went in is not what comes out. That's his argument, and that's what's going to happen at the final trump when the Lord returns to judge and to destroy the world. That's what 2 Peter 3 and verse 9 and following teaches. Next week, we will conclude our study of this vital subject of the resurrection, and we will look at the final verses of 1 Corinthians chapter number 15. I want to thank you again for listening. We appreciate that, and we hope you'll come and worship with us this Lord's Day. Until next week, have a nice day.